Confessions of a Train Wreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out about the way I live, but it's a 24-karat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Hello, TGIF, and welcome to your weekly bonus episode of Confessions of a Train Wreck. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Phoebe, your podcast host and queen of the train wrecks, who is thrilled to be back in your ears for yet another week. This week on Thank God It's Friday, I'm actually answering a listener question that was sent in via voicemail message all the way from Wales. Guys, it honestly blows my mind that A, people outside of my immediate family listen to this podcast, and B, people outside of Australia listen to this podcast. I know that I shouldn't jinx it on a public platform, but I just wanted to express my gratitude for every single download, for every single DM slide, and for every single message that I get from you guys, because it honestly means the absolute world to me. So please keep them coming, especially via this voicemail format if you do want your question answered on a Friday episode. But because I cringe at the sound of my own voice without having someone to banter with, this week I've called on my friend, comedian, and old radio partner Shad Wicker to get a completely unbiased girls versus guys opinion. And guys, lastly, just remember that reviews speak louder than words. So if you do like this podcast, show me some love by writing me a review on Apple and subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy the episode.
No, I don't really care. I don't really care, yeah. This boy, it's none of your business if I'm a mad woman.
Shad, welcome to a Friday episode.
Hello. Is that how you intro it?
No, the
welcome
weird thing
to
is,
a Friday episode.
I mean, I honestly feel so bad for the people who listen to this podcast, because every Friday episode that they've received so far in this season has taken a different shape and a different format, because I can't make up my mind about how I want to do the Friday episode.
It's almost like the podcast about being a train wreck is living up to its expectations.
It's
you should
like
never do the same thing.
True.
You know?
Just constantly keep people guessing.
Mm.
But this week I received a really interesting DM that came about in the way of a voice memo message, which is what I love the most. And I honestly encourage anybody who has a question for me or even just some advice to send that in as a voice memo, because I can answer it in this kind of setting and get two people's different opinions on it in the hope that it will help make you make your decision.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you this voice message and then we are both going to discuss and give her some advice.
Okay. I don't know how good my advice will be.
Hi, Phoebe. I love your podcast all the way in Wales. I have been listening since the first ever episode, and now you've started your new job. I potentially have the opportunity to start a new job myself in Manchester, or do I follow my heart and go to the Greek islands where the potential love of my life is? I mean, I say potential. He probably is the love of my life. Head or heart?
That's a pretty juicy problem.
First of all, her voice sounds like Hermione Granger.
Really?
Don't you think?
Like from the Harry Potter thing.
How are you feeling? No one blames you, Harry. The Dementors aren't supposed to come inside the ground.
Not really, but okay. There's a lot to unpack.
It's an interesting conundrum that she has presented us with here today.
So it's a new job in Manchester.
Or the potential love of her life in the Greek islands.
The Greek islands are really nice. It's a really nice place to be. It's way better than Manchester. I mean, so, I'm not even thinking about the love of life thing. I'm just thinking weather-wise, I'd much prefer to be in the Greek islands. And that's usually a lot of my decisions are based around weather. So
you're thinking weather and I'm thinking, does she go with her head or with her heart?
Yeah, exactly. You do that. But in terms of location-wise, it is hands down the Greek islands.
100%.
It's much
nicer. I was
going
to say that anyway, and I was going to say, I think that a job will always be there.
Well, that's not true. I mean, look at this. Look at the world right now.
Look what happened to both of us last year.
For real, mate? That's offensive. I lost my radio job. Thanks to fucking COVID.
So did I.
Yeah, so I mean, even they'll always be there. How good is it that we've got another one soon? Oh, hang on a second. No, we don't.
They left us on scene for 12 whole months. Yeah,
exactly. I actually messaged them like a month ago.
What did they say?
I was like, you got any work, man? I'm looking for a bit of work. Nothing. Not a thing.
Aww.
Yeah, no, it's bullshit. Anyway, they're lost.
My question would be, is she dating this guy? How long has she been with this guy for?
Yeah.
Or is it just someone that she has a potential love interest in?
That was my question. Like, she did go, I mean, is my love the love of my life?
She
like
said potentially. She used the word potentially, the love of her life.
And then at the end she was like, well, is, I think.
Okay, let's make an assumption that they're dating.
Okay, because I was going to say, because if it's a guy you met online, like, go to Manchester, you fucking, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Also, like, it's not a big trek for Europe. Like, they're pretty quick treks. But weather is so much better. And you know what else I noticed in that message? She didn't say, I've got my dream job in Manchester.
I'm pretty sure she did.
Oh, well, then I wasn't listening. Did she say dream job?
I'm pretty sure she said dream job.
Can we listen to it again?
Okay.
I potentially have the opportunity to start a new job myself in Manchester.
See?
Or
didn't say dream job. So for mine, I'd be like, you like the job seems like just another job, like another step up the ladder of whatever you're doing.
I mean, to me, regardless of whether it was a job or a dream job, I would still pick going to the Greek islands for the love of her life.
For the weather, yeah. It's a much better place to go. Let me put it to you this way.
For the love of her life,
what if
margaritas.
It was the other way around? Doesn't that sound even like, if it was the other way around, if she was like, I have the potential of a new job in the Greek islands or
the
go
love
to the
of my
love of my
life
in Manchester, you'd still say Greek islands. Like, you'd still, you know what I mean? Like, we know exactly what the main defining factor of this problem is, and it's the fact that you're going to be somewhere way better than Wales and Manchester.
What would you do? Would you, so say right now.
Greek
you,
islands.
No, I'm taking the Greek islands out of it and I'm putting it into our context. If you met the love of your life now and she lived in,
you got to pick somewhere good here, you know, don't you? You know that you have to pick somewhere I like. You need to pick two places I like.
I don't even know where you like.
Well, the Greek Islands is a great place. Anywhere that's, you know,
okay, warm. Let's just use Greek Islands. Say you met a girl who lived in the Greek Islands or you got offered a full-time radio job.
She hasn't said how old she is, where she is in her life and whatnot. I think it's a lot easier of a decision to go, fuck it, chase the guy or girl when you're in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really easy.
Yeah.
But I would assume, because she's kind of struggling with the thought, and not to be rude to this lady, but I would assume that she's probably on the other side of 25, right? I would have said a different age, but I was like, be polite. But I'm assuming, you know, the clock's ticking. Right? Like, you're kind of like, I don't know, job-wise, the clock's ticking on moving the next run up in a career. As someone who's made most of my decisions over the last few years work related.
Based on work.
I mean, we met because of my gigantic fuck up and deciding to move here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been good other than the, you know, not making the six figures I was supposed to, but who's remembering that? Not me. Definitely not.
Who's got a chip on their shoulder? Not me.
Yeah, but if someone has made a lot of decisions around career, I feel like it's, if okay, this way, you go to the Manchester job and it sucks and you hate it, then you're kind of in this stuck bubble of like, oh, I'm stuck in this shit job now. I hate where I am. I'm in Manchester. That sucks, right?
Plus, you're more likely to be like upset at nighttime on the weekends.
Yeah,
like, you'll just be in a really shitty frame of mind.
But if you go and go to the Greek islands and you see this guy and you're like, and then it continues and then you find out that he's not your love of your life and actually he sucks a bit, I'm not that into that guy, you're in the Greek islands. Like,
and also, how many more dream guys are going to come onto
exactly,
the Greek islands?
You're in the best position. And even if it's like flipped in reverse like we did before and you went to Manchester and it sucked, you can just leave. You're not tied down by the job there because in, you know what I mean? You kind of, there's less things latched on. It's one person. So if you're going to like, you're hedging your bets a bit better by going and chasing the guy because you get to go and have the fun thing. And not to say that stupid better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. That obviously, that person's never been through a fucked breakup before in their life. You know what I mean? It's better to have never loved before than have to deal with that shit, right?
Ever again.
But it is a lot easier of an L to take, I reckon, going to the Greek islands, seeing this guy, it not working out, enjoying a great time in the Greek islands anyway, and then fucking off back to Wales or Manchester or finding another job. I think, I hate that I'm saying this, but it's easier to find another job than to find another person.
Thank you. And I honestly thought you would say the other thing because I am picking her to go to the Greek islands as well because also, to quote Sex and the City one more time, a dream job
is not going to hold your hand in a sad movie. A dream job is not going to give you an orgasm. A dream job is not going to cook you dinner one night.
However.
But the guy in the Greek islands will.
However, a dream job. What was the first one? Hold your hand in a movie. A dream job will get you enough money to see Gold Class. Right? A dream job. What was the other one? Won't give you an orgasm, but it'll buy you one hell of a vibrator. Right? A dream job. What was the last one?
Won't cook you dinner.
Won't cook you dinner, but it'll get you a lot of grease. You can pay someone to do it. So, I mean...
No, I don't really care, I don't really care, yeah. This boy, it's none of your business if I'm a mad woman.
A Podshape production.